You've always been right there. The answer to my every prayer, to the laughter and the tears. Just think of all the years we'll share. The world won't turn so fast. We'll make the moments last the way we always wanted to. Baby, me and you, we'll do everything. When I've no more songs to sing, honey, we'll do everything. When I've no more songs to sing.
ABC News is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step towards making your building project an experience you'll never forget. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5:01.
News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Three Americans and one American green card holder released from Russian prisons today, part of a sweeping prisoner exchange between the U.S., European countries, and Russia. They include Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich and U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, expected to arrive back in the U.S. tonight. ABC's Patrick Reville says it is the first step.
It's not the end. Once people arrive, they're probably going to receive some type of support. Normally, in these situations, what we see is people are taken to U.S. military base. The last time with Trevor Reed and with Brittany Griner, they were taken to San Antonio, and they were there basically given support from counselors who specialize in dealing with people who've undergone long-term detention.
WNBA star Brittany Griner, freed by Russia in 2022, says she is head over heels for their release. She's playing for Team USA at the Paris Olympics. And a U.S. official confirms the first American-made fighter jets have been delivered to Ukraine. This is ABC News. In Utah, a near-total abortion ban will remain on hold after the state Supreme Court ruled that that law should stay blocked until a lower court can determine if it's constitutional. For now, the procedure will remain legal in the state. That's up to 18 weeks. Thousands of runners in San Francisco are angry after learning that they didn't actually run as far as they thought they did.
This week, runners who were in this year's San Francisco Half Marathon received an email telling them the course they ran was miscalculated. Instead of 13.1 miles, they ran 12.6 miles. The marathon says there was a distance calculation error. People flew in to be part of it. Jack Lang ran it and wants to be compensated.
This is one of the most expensive races out there. It's like $230 or something like that to just register for it.
In total, around 3,700 people took part in the miscalculated half marathon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And the video game performer's strike continues in Hollywood. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With WIC Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. WIC, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with WIC Buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building. Building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Look for mostly cloudy conditions tonight. If there are any scattered showers, they'll gradually diminish with a low of 66. Hot and sunny tomorrow with a high of 89. And mostly clear and muggy tomorrow night with patchy fog possible and a low of 64. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 8 miles per hour. And right now it's mostly sunny and our current temperature is 85 degrees.
dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. It was another great day for the 2024 Walk with Grace radio auction. Bo Hendricks has the totals for day four.
It was another strong day. Day four in the books, one more to go. But let's take a look at how day four fared. In our first segment today, St. Mary's Parish Fish Fry Certificate sold well at $45, going to bidder $700. The Edward Jones $50 gift certificate to Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such sold for $50 at value to bidder $570. The two tickets to the Molly B show December 7th in Reedsburg went for $75 to bidder $565. And the 1 pound chocolate homemade fudge sold for $45 to bidder $355. The second segment started off with the pint of maple syrup selling for $25 to bidder $430. The one septic tank pumping and inspection within 25-mile radius of Richland Center sold for $350 to bidder $175. The Diane Nottigal cherry cheesecake sold for $200 to bidder $700. And the $100 gift certificate to Christie's Sunnyside donated from Royal Cleaning sold for $140 to bidder $175. Hour one's big item donated from Mueller Auto Body was the one large pickup load of dry firewood that sold for $225 to bidder $570. Hour two started off with two dozen donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm selling for $60 to bidder $455. The Pratt Funeral Service donation of the Milwaukee Bucks swag sold for $145 to bidder $460. The Pizza Ranch gift card, one free pizza buffet a month for a year, sold for $175 to bidder $430. And the Leif Carlson October 18th BA spotter at the Richland Center football game sold for $25 to bidder $140. In the 11:30 to noon segment, Richland Family Prescriptions, $20 per month toward prescriptions for 12 months, a great deal going to bidder $105 for $240. The Mars Chilenic Pie sold for $200 to bidder $125. The RC Dance and Gymnastics, two best seats in the house for the 2025 dance recital in May 3rd and 4th of 2025, sold for $25 to bidder $245. And the Nottigal Farms bales of hay sold for $550 to bidder $715. Finally, the big item of hour number two, donated from Dennis Jacks, the two Badger football tickets sold for $160 to bidder $725. Overall, day four, we sold a total of $2,735. Adding on to what we already have, we are close to $10,000. We have raised $9,575, all going to Grace.
Winning bidders can pick up items at the Grace office located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. If you have questions, call 608-604-8255. The final day of the 2024 radio auction will be tomorrow on WRCO FM 100.9 from 10 to noon. According to a DWD report, there are not enough registered nurses in Wisconsin to meet current demand, and the shortage is predicted to grow if unaddressed. Two models in the report predict a deficit of between 12,000 and 19,000 nurses by 2040. DWD evaluated several factors, such as high vacancy rates of registered nurses in hospitals and low unemployment rates for nurses. The report says possible approaches to addressing healthcare workforce challenges include placing extra emphasis on retaining nurses, making it possible for nurses to care for more patients, and supporting public health to reduce the number of patients. The Muscadet American Legion Post 85 would like to thank everyone for attending Burgers in the Park yesterday. With your help, the Legion broke its record of the number of burgers served in one night. Last night, with the help of the Muscadet EMS Save a Life sponsorship, the Legion served 1,077 burgers. The Muscadet American Legion Post 85 hosts burgers in the park from 3:30 to 8 at Muscadet's Railroad Park the last Wednesday of the month throughout the summer. The next burger night will be held Wednesday, August 28th. It's another record year for EAA Air Venture. The EAA confirms another year of record attendance for Air Venture in Oshkosh. An estimated 686,000 people passed through the gates during last week's seven-day run. That eclipses the previous record of 677,000 last year. Whitman Regional Airport handled nearly 16,800 air traffic operations during the event. That averages about 113 takeoffs and landings per hour when the airport is open. Air Venture also hosted 15,000 sites for aircraft and drive-in camping for over 40,000 visitors. The Music Man opened last weekend and will once again take the stage this weekend. The show takes audiences back to a simpler and happier America. It begins with a train going to River City, Iowa in 1912. The locomotion is provided by a group of salesmen singing about Professor Harold Hill, a lovable con man who promises to bring a boys' band to their community. When he arrives, Professor Hill, played by Michael Ames, is met by the stoic citizens of River City, who sing Iowa Stubborn to him, telling him of their taciturn ways. He meets an old friend who warns him that the local piano teacher, Marion Peru, played by Shay Schmidt, could expose him as a fraud. The remainder of the show relates to how the professor and Miss Marion come to fall in love. Songs from the show include You Got Trouble, 76 Trombones, The Wells Fargo Wagon, and Tell There Was You. The live music is provided by a full pit orchestra with 16 musicians. A barbershop quartet is featured prominently in the show, consisting of Dwayne Rose, Grant Worthington, Kevin Keister, and Dave Tim, who sing several of the show's songs in four-part harmony, including Lida Rose. There is plenty of dancing in the show as well. More than 30 young people take to the stage in some energetic and elaborate dance scenes, including Marion the Librarian and Shapoopy. The Music Man is being shown at the Richland Center High School Auditorium Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. Tickets can be purchased at the door and are $20 for adults, $15 for those under 18, and $60 for two adults and any number of children.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Hilda Esther Frank, 98, of Richland Center, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Hilda Esther Frank, 98, of Richland Center. Susan Sue Keister, age 61, died July 8th. A memorial will be held at 5 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Friday from 3 to 6. Memorials and donations can be made to the family's ever-loved page. Susan Sue Keister, age 61. Phyllis Marion Miller, 83, of Reedsburg, died Saturday. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will be in the Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Service in Reedsburg Friday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at St. Peter's Lutheran Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to the Reedsburg Historic Preservation Commission, Reedsburg United Fund, or the Multiple Sclerosis Society of America. Phyllis Marion Miller, 83, of Reedsburg. Timothy Lynn Miller, age 64, died Monday at his home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Timothy Lynn Miller, age 64. Gary Allen Slayback, 76, of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center, died July 11th. A full military service by the local Military Honor Guard unit will be held Saturday at 12:30 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow from 1 to 3 at the American Legion Post 13, Richland Center. Gary Allen Slayback, 76, of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center. Ethel Charlotte Knabel, 89, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Ethel Charlotte Knabel, 89, of Richland Center. John W. Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green, died Saturday at Greenway Manor. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday, August 10th, from 4 to 7, with special prayer and family memories at 5:30 at the Ring Barn in Spring Green. The family respectfully asks that no young children attend. Donations in memory of Jack can be made to the Guard Theater or Greenway Manor. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For John W., Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green. Betty Hill, 92, of Reedsburg, died Tuesday at the Sauk County Health Care Center. A private burial will be held at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Betty Hill, 92, of Reedsburg. Phil Phippen, age 82, died July 13th after a long illness. A service of remembrance will be held Saturday, August 17th at 11 o'clock at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Friends may call at Christ Lutheran Church Saturday, August 17th from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. For Phil Phippen, age 82. Adam R. Tackett, 45, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison from pancreatic cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, September 21st at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, September 21st from 10 until noon. Memorials may be made to Grace in Richland Center. Adam R. Tackett, 45, of Richland Center.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. We've got a low pressure system sweeping here southeast through the state, sparking up numerous scattered showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be strong at times, bringing gusty winds up to 40 miles per hour, some smaller sized hail, but most importantly, some heavy downpours. In fact, a lot of areas are expecting about a half an inch to an inch of rainfall, and if stuck underneath a storm cell long enough as they're stalling out and staying put, we could see anywhere from 2 to 4 inches. This is causing some localized flash flooding, especially further north in the state, so remember, turn around, don't drown, in case you encounter a flooded roadway. It's not worth it. Otherwise, rain chances wind down overnight, with mostly cloudy skies and lows falling to the mid-60s. With winds light out of the north, they'll start to crank a little harder tomorrow, but highs still winning, climbing to near 90 once again. In fact, Friday is going to be a hot and sunny day. We stay dry and clear Friday night with patchy fog possible early Saturday morning, but that quickly clears on out of here as high pressure stays in control, which means our Saturday is going to be super sunny and summery, highs in the upper 80s. In fact, after tonight, rain chances hold off until Sunday. We'll see chances for some more isolated showers and thunderstorms with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. Then things change. I'm talking high temperatures take a significant drop to the mid and upper 70s to start next week off and even into midweek. We'll be mostly cloudy on Monday with rain really ramping up, becoming heavy at times into the evening and overnight. Some stronger storms are definitely possible. And of course, that rain lingers into Tuesday early before we clear things out and see the sunshine again. And let me tell you, by Wednesday, when things are calmer, it's going to be cooler, partly sunny with highs at 78 degrees. It's going to feel quite refreshing, honestly. But until then, with the summery heat, be sure to stay hydrated, keep cool, and check on your family, friends, and neighbors. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 84 degrees after a daytime high of 87 and a morning low of 73. Yesterday's high was 90 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1988 is 101 degrees, with a record low of 47 set back in 1947. Last year's high was 84 with a low of 55. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:24 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:52. The winds are out of the southwest at 7 to 11 miles per hour. And a few minutes ago, we did receive a wind gust of 15 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.88. Our relative humidity is 43%. And we have received 8/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 84 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland Electric Cooperative is asking for the help of its members because of today's warm and humid conditions. A peak alert has been issued because of anticipated high energy demand. REC members should expect water heaters to be controlled. You can help by postponing the use of high energy appliances like ovens and clothes dryers until after 9 o'clock tonight. Set your air conditioner no lower than 78. Close blinds and shades. These simple steps will help control your energy costs and serve your cooperative well.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. There is Home Talent League Night League action going on this evening, and area games that are being played this evening include Mazamani at Reedsburg, Plain at Arena, Dodgeville at Sauk Prairie, also Casanova at Wisconsin Dells. Blanchardville is hosting Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, and it will be Hollandale hosting Schulzburg Benton. The Brewers will try to get back on track after losing 2 out of 3 games against the Atlanta Braves at American Family Field. The Brewers are off today and will start a weekend series at Washington against the Nationals tomorrow. And you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game tomorrow evening with the first pitch at 5:45. And you can hear that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 5:10. The Big Ten has announced the host sites for its next four conference basketball tournaments. The action returns to the Gainbridge Fieldhouse next March. The four basketball programs switching from the Pac-12 will be part of the action, and the change becomes official on tomorrow. The men's and women's tournaments will be played in Las Vegas in 2027 and Detroit in 2028. Wisconsin senior safety Hunter Waller has been named on the watch list for the Nagurski Trophy. That honor goes to the most outstanding defensive player in college football each year. Waller is a senior from Muskego. He was named First team All-Big Ten at the end of last season. The Football Writers Association of America just released its list of top 75 defenders in the country who are on the watch list.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwarz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwarz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. Yesterday was offense day at the Packers training camp. Starting quarterback Jordan Love showed some pinpoint accuracy on long passes the day after the Green Bay defense had dominated. Rashawn Gary did get another sack during the work. Third-year wide receiver, Romeo Doubs, was singled out for his work during the one-on-ones, and he did most of the work against standout cornerback Jair Alexander. Those exercises are weighted towards the offense because defensive backs are in press coverage and there is no pass rush. The NFL's new kickoff rule will make its debut when the preseason opens on Thursday night with the Chicago Bears facing the Houston Texans. While both teams are expected to sit starters, all eyes will be on the overhauled kickoffs during the annual Hall of Fame game at Tom Benson Stadium. NFL owners approved a radical change for kickoffs in order to receive a dead play that saw a record low on returns last season. The NFL estimates that more than half of all kickoffs will be returned this season. The goal is to increase the number of returns without making it more dangerous. Simone Biles edged Rebecca Andrade of Brazil during a tense all-around gymnastics final today to become a two-time Olympic champion. Biles' total of 59.131 was just ahead of Andrade's at 57.932. That's one of the closest calls Biles has ever endured at a major international event. Still, the meet ended just like all the other ones Biles has started and finished over the last 11 years. With hugs and gold on the way, American Cincinnati Lee, the defending Olympic all-around champion, earned the bronze. And Brianna Stewart scored 26 points, and the U.S. beat Belgium 87-74, clinching a spot in the Olympic quarterfinals. Audra Wilson added 23 points and 13 rebounds for the Americans. They have a 57-game Olympic win streak that dates to the 1992 Barcelona Games. This was one of the closest games during the historic run of seven consecutive gold medals. Only three contests have been single-digit victories. The Americans faced a loud, spirited pro-Belgium crowd among that made up of most of the 25,044 in attendance. The arena is about 30 minutes away from the country's border. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
The Okooch Mountain Humane Society is pleased to announce that this year's OMHS Rummage Romp will be held at the Richland Center Community Center on Saturday, August 24th. That's still a little more than 3 weeks away, but it's never too early to start setting aside and pricing items for the sale. And, in addition to items to sell, volunteers are also needed, both to help with setup, which will be Friday evening, August 23rd, and with cleanup after the sale. To volunteer to help, or if you have any questions about this year's Rummage Romp, call Linda at 608-647-3108 or 608-475-4195. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitou on Tim Slack Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at $220 a ton and large rounds topped at $115 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Walt Matthews, tractors, trucks, trailers, hay equipment, and more. Online only auction ending August 14th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Antiques, household, tools, and more. Online only ending August 7th at 6 p.m. Soft close again. Go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hesitou. Have a great day.
Hogs were mixed Thursday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on speculative and technical selling. Severe storms and stressful temperatures have likely had some impact on the crop, but development conditions have been better in some areas. USDA's next production update is out on the 12th. September beans were down 5.5 at 10.09. November was 6 lower at 10.16.5. September bean meal is up 70 cents at $328, and September soybean oil is down 79 points at 42.47. Corn was weak. There's likely some storm and heat stress damage, but the full extent won't be known for a while. Crop conditions in most of the eastern Corn Belt remain generally favorable. September was down 3 quarters at 382, and December was 1 1/4 lower at 398.5. And wheat was up on short covering and technical buying. More heat and dry weather stress is likely in many spring wheat growing areas of the United States and Canada. U.S. export sales are down in the week, but softer head winter continues to look more competitive. September Chicago is 4.75 higher at 5.32. September Kansas City was up 5.5 at 5.54.5. September Minneapolis wheat was 7 higher at 5.88.5. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower, with box beef down at midday, watching the direct cash markets. Megan Grebner will have more on that in just a moment. October live was down 2.95 at 183.72. December was 3.27 lower at 184.60. And despite the recent lower trend in corn, September feeder cattle were down $5.30 at 251.80. October was 5.27 lower at 250.87. And hogs were mixed on spread trade, the steady to lower cash during the session and the higher midday move for pork. October was up a dollar and a dime at 77.02. December was 60 higher at 69.32. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Direct cash cattle trade took place Thursday. Live deals in the South were at $188, about $2 below the previous week's weighted averages. Dress business was marked at $310. In the North, about $2 below the prior week's weighted averages. Look for at least some additional trade to take place before the end of the week. Boxed beef closed lower on late demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.98 at $312.79. Select closed $2.70 lower at $297.46. Estimated cattle slaughter was 114,000 head, down 6,000 on the week and down about 10,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrels and gilt at the National Daily Direct down 53 cents with a weighted average of $85.23. The Iowa, Minnesota was 14 cents higher with a weighted average of 86.08, and the Western Corn Belt closed 7 cents lower with a weighted average of 85.76. Pork values ended the day higher, up 98 cents at 105.86, and estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head, up 6,000 on the week and up about 15,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grabner for Brownfield.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchie Lumber. Harchie's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchie Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchie Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The chief economist at the National Grain and Feed Association says rail service capacity issues in Mexico are starting to affect U.S. ag trade. Max Fisher tells Brownfield,
there is a lot of trade going on between Mexico and the U.S., and it is just inundating the railroad down there in Mexico where they just don't have enough capacity all the time.
More news is next.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. to find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
U.S. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas says countries like China should not be eligible for new sustainable aviation fuel tax credits.
If China is eligible for this, they'll figure out a way to cheat. Let's make a tax credit here benefit American farmers and as opposed to the Chinese.
A pork analyst is expecting weaker returns for producers in the second half. Christine McCracken with Rabo Research tells Brownfield domestic demand has been slow over the summer.
Consumer is just being a little bit more careful when they go out to restaurants, trying to cut back, and I think that that's been a big challenge.
Ag equipment manufacturer Kinze has announced a reduction in workforce at its Williamsburg, Iowa location. According to a press release, the layoffs will affect 193 of Kinze's 815 employees at the facility. The company stated no other layoffs are planned at this time. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Helping farmers find conservation funding. Hello, I'm Jared White with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. A new online directory makes finding conservation funding easier for farmers. In this Managing for Profit, Helen Van Beck, manager of the Illinois Sustainable Ag Partnership, explains how their Financial Incentives Database, or FIND tool, allows farmers to sort through over 60 incentive programs. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one, a really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Van Beck, manager of the Illinois Sustainable Ag Partnership, says farmers have an overwhelming number of options to choose from when it comes to conservation incentive programs. She says their Financial Incentives Database, or FIND tool, can help.
60 programs that offer financial incentive payments to farmers for adopting conservation practices. And the database can be filtered by county, by type of farming operation, and by practices that the farmer is interested in using. And we have a long list of information that's included for each program, like eligible practices, payment information, schedules, what kind of contracting is required. And so really trying to pull away the curtain of choosing your incentive program for farmers.
Van Beck says farmers can compare the details of numerous programs from a variety of sources.
It sort of really started with the carbon markets as they were coming online. It was really hard to find out information from the programs themselves on what farmers could expect. And so sort of started with ISAP putting together a directory of those programs. And then that sort of expanded into us putting together directories for cover crop incentives specifically, and then a separate directory for edge of field practices. And once we got up to three directories, we thought, hey, this should just all be together, but make it easy for people to sort of sort out.
She tells Brownfield,
we have all the programs tagged with where they're receiving their funding source. And that's really the best way to tell if you can stack a different program. So you usually can't stack two programs from the same funding source. So we're hoping that by sort of identifying that clearly, it's easy for farmers to see if they're already enrolled in one program, you know, if they might not be eligible in sort of that pool of funding anymore.
Van Beck says the goal is to make implementing conservation practices easier for farmers.
Financial costs can often be a burden for farmers who might be interested in adopting conservation practices. And then we know that, you know, there's so many benefits to these practices: water quality, climate benefits, benefits in the field, soil erosion, you know, infiltration, compaction, that kind of stuff. So it's really a win-win, both for the farmer and for society. But we do need to make it really easy for farmers to get over that financial hurdle. And we're hoping that making these financial incentive program information more accessible might help alleviate some of that.
ISAP's FIND tool can be found at ilsustainableag.org/findtool.
Again, that's ilsustainableag.org/findtool. I'm Jared White with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Traveling man, you know he come from the wrong side of the tracks, but she liked holding his hand. It came to pass one Sunday, and he was rolling in a coupe de ville. Said it's time to ride outside the city limits, down through the cotton fields. Oh,
that was Juliana Rankin with Devil Has Had Blue Eyes. I don't know, I got blue eyes, but I don't know if I'm a devil. I could be a little devil sometimes, I guess I've been told. But yeah, I don't think I'm the devil she's talking about. But my name is Timothy, though, and I'm here until 8 o'clock this evening. I'll be bringing you some great music and information up until that hour, till 8 o'clock. And hoping your Thursday is a good one, not too far from the weekend. Tomorrow's Friday, so everybody loves Fridays. Probably the best day of the week for a lot of people. There are still some people that work during the weekends, but the moral majority out there don't have to work then. So hopefully you'll have a great weekend coming up. It's been a great day today. Really no rain. We only had like 0.07 of an inch of rain. I think that happened like earlier this morning. But other than that, the day's been a typical summer day out there. Been kind of a sunny, hot one out there. Right now, our temperature's at 83 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge. Winds are out of the southwest at around 8 miles per hour now. It did get a little windy there. I As I mentioned during our newscast, during the weather, I mentioned that we had a gust up to about 15 miles per hour. But it looks like if there are going to be any showers tonight, they're going to kind of clear out and it's supposed to be mostly cloudy. And then tomorrow, hot and sunny with a high of 89. I was checking the radar in case anybody's curious. Out towards the north, I noticed there are some clouds there, but I don't think there's going to be anything from that as far as rain. But I could be wrong. There's always those pop-up showers. But looks like they've been getting a lot of rain up north of the Wisconsin Dells, up towards like Portage, up in that area towards the east. So majority of those storms stayed to the east of us. Looks like they didn't have anything severe, but a lot of heavy rains. But it doesn't look like we're going to get it. I've been looking, checking that in the weather.com radar, and it looks like we're going to be in the clear. If we do have rain, it's going to be like a pop-up shower, whatever, but we're not going to have any long extended periods of rain. So get out and enjoy the evening if you can. Be a good night to get out and take a walk and just enjoy the outdoors. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a cell phone, lost in Muscadet at the Railroad Park. If you find this phone, I should say, please call 739-2090. Also found a phone flash wallet on the roadside by the dog park near the industrial park. Sounds like you own this phone flash wallet, give a call to 608-647-6484. And a couple of reminders from Grace. Those interested in luminaries for a walk with Grace may pick them up at the Richland County Bank, Royal Bank, People's Community Bank, All-American Do-It Center, or Walsh's Ace Hardware, all in Richland Center. Luminaries are available at the Grace office on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 to 1. Also, the Walk with Grace calendar raffle committee is asking all teams with raffle tickets not being sold to return them to the Grace office so teams waiting for tickets can pick them up. The Grace office is open Tuesdays and Thursdays, as mentioned earlier, from 11 to 1.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up!
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
100.9.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Raw.
Wilkinson Auctions Muscadet Area Equipment Consignment Auction is Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. Some of the highlights include a low hour 2021 Case SR175 skid loader, a John Deere 550C dozer, tons of trailers including multiple reefer trailers, combines and heads, and grain carts and gravity boxes. New equipment is arriving daily, so check the website or come down to the auction yard to see new pieces. The Muscadet Area Equipment Auction, Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
This is Phil Nee from WRCO, reminding you Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Your vote matters. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, head to myvotewi.gov to get all the information and more.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
There's something in water around here. It's more than just boats and beers. It's new friends, old songs, sunsets, sing-alongs, and problems that disappear. And it don't matter where you're from or who you know, just pull up slow. You wanna tie up, put your feet in the water, pop a cold top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you're Mastercraft or your Bass Tracker, it don't matter. Tie up, coozy up a can, put a little sun on that farmer's tan. Troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about what's in your cup and tie up. And tie up. No drama in the no-wake zone. Just pull it in the cocktail cove. Just laughing and lying and sunburned, frying the good times in stereo. Get a tube full of crickets and some bull peanuts. Get your name buzz and tie it up. Put your feet in the water, pop a cold top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you're Mastercraft or your Bass Tracker, it don't matter. Tie it up, cozy up a can, put a little sun on that farmer's tan. Leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about what's in your cup.
Saving my love for you. I've been saving my life.